petition is from a Mr. Palmer, and this is Crossbow. Do we have Dave Ware here to lead us through this one?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, again, for the record, Dave Ware, Game Division Manager for the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And so this particular agenda item is another petition. This one requests that we modify the rules for hunters with disabilities and allow them to use scopes on crossbows. Mr. Palmer did a very thorough job of filling out the form and actually checked the boxes for new rules, amending rules, and repealing rules. But really, the way we're interpreting it is it comes down to three specific things. One is that hunters with disabilities be allowed to use with their factory scopes that have been installed, that they would like to do that beginning with the 2013 season, and that they would also like us to look at creating some additional archery special permits for hunters with disabilities. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about all of those aspects here in my overview for you. So several years ago, the Commission did adopt rules that allowed hunters with disabilities who wanted to hunt during archery seasons to use a crossbow. Again, the intent was to provide an accommodation for those folks that had a disability that would not allow them to draw back and shoot standard archery equipment. It went through quite a public process. The organized archers, at least, were pretty opposed to allowing crossbows during an archery season because they felt that that crossbows really weren't equal, or, if you will, to archery equipment, and gave folks some type of advantage. And so, anyway, it was debated fairly heavily and went back and forth several times. We came to the rules that we did through that public debate and negotiation, and ultimately what we got to was, okay, we would allow crossbows, but like archery equipment, couldn't have electronics attached to it, and also couldn't have optics associated with that, like a scope. And so, in the meantime, the technology and what the manufacturers are producing has changed quite a bit, and it is very difficult in modern times to find a crossbow that comes from the factory with open sights. And so this petitioner raises that concern and suggests that we allow hunters with disabilities to just use those crossbows as such. So, that's the basics of the petition and the rationale. It's really, what's a legitimate, reasonable accommodation for a hunter with a disability? We've seen a lot of folks that have applied for the special use permit for crossbows, and so there's quite a few of them out there that are being used. And so this has the potential to impact quite a few folks. In terms of using the factory installed scope, we do think that's a legitimate request, and that we should open that up for discussion. As you recall, this issue actually came up during the last three-year package, but because of the governor's moratorium on rulemaking, it didn't meet the standard for moving forward. And so, at this point, if this is to move forward, we'd have to wait till the next three-year package if we denied the petition. And so that's why we are recommending that we accept this petition. In terms of can we do an emergency and make it available for the 2013 season, in discussions with the Attorney General's office, it probably doesn't meet the definition of an emergency and could be subject to challenge. In terms of creating additional special use permits, We can do that, and that would be just part of our standard rulemaking process. At least in the past, a lot of the misperception, if you will, from hunters with disabilities is that they want some archery permits, but really most of the permits that are provided to hunters with disabilities are for antlerless opportunity, and that opportunity is not available during the modern firearm season or the muzzleloader season in many cases, and so we've provided permits for that. But with archery seasons, for the most part, they already have access to antlerless opportunity during the general season, but still willing to look at that issue. So, in conclusion, again, we are recommending that the commission accept the petition and begin the rulemaking process. I'll take any questions.
Yeah, Commissioner Smith.
Commissioner Smith.
Yeah, thanks. How many permits are we talking about in a given year?
The special use permit is not an annual, at least that's not my understanding, it's not an annual permit. It's once you get the special use permit, you can retain that for a time. And there's some question. Obviously, we're going to have to provide those numbers when we go through the public process. But my understanding is that it's hundreds. There are hundreds of permits that have been issued for using a crossbow.
And that's hundreds in total, right?
Yes, in total.
Okay.
There's about 5,000, at least that's the last number that I saw, hunters with disabilities that have gone through the process of getting a permit from the agency. So of those, several hundred, I mean, it matches pretty closely with the number of archers, the proportion of archers to other hunters.
Thank you.
Okay. Other questions, pieces of information commissioners would like to bring forward?
Madam Chair, I would like to make one clarification, and that is that if we start the rulemaking process at this point, we would just go through the normal process of bringing rules to you in March-April timeframe, so that it would be available for the 2014 hunting season.
Okay, that's helpful. Commissioners, need any additional information before we make a decision on this petition?
Commissioner Holzmiller?
Go ahead, Commissioner Holzmiller.
I'm going to have to really work at phrasing this so it doesn't come out sounding totally politically incorrect. But are there some criteria on which people, when they apply for these crossbow permits? Because we ran through that with trying to allow some access of handicapped people here on my own place. And there were some people showed up with not very severe handicaps. And there again, if a person's truly handicapped and cannot use regular archery equipment, I think this is a really neat opportunity for people that are severely handicapped. But I was just wondering what the criteria is for people using crossbows.
So, yes, we do have specific criteria, and we ask physicians to fill out a document that to confirm whether a person has appropriate impediment to be allowed to have a special use permit. And so we do go through a fairly extensive process. Having said that, we have folks every year, including this year, from the disabled community that question some others within the disabled community as well. And so that concern or question does come up. But we do have a fairly extensive process certifying somebody to get a permit for a special accommodation.
And Commissioner Holzmiller, just to clarify, since you're new to our process, what we are deciding upon here is whether to initiate a fairly lengthy rulemaking process that will involve plenty of comment opportunity, and plenty more education on the part of the commission to understand the pros and cons and various perspectives. So this is just to initiate the process. We are not deciding here what the outcome is going to be. Okay, further questions? I think we're ready for a motion. Commissioner Schmitten?
Thank you, Chair. I move to accept the petition to revise the Washington Administrative Code and initiate the process to consider allowing hunters with disabilities to use crossbow equipment with a scope to hunt during archery seasons.
Do I hear a second?
I second.
Was that Commissioner Mankin? Yeah. Commissioner Mankin has seconded the motion to accept the petition to revise the Washington Administrative Code and initiate the process to consider allowing hunters with disabilities to use a crossbow equipped with a scope to hunt during archery season. Any further discussion?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Schmitten.
Commissioner Schmitten.
Thank you, Chair. Mr. Palmer has certainly done his homework, and it raises a valid issue concerning the use of crossbows with scopes during the archery season. I noted that his proposal is supported by the department's ADA committee, and also is indicated to us by Dave, our normal policy to make major changes is required on a three-year basis, but this is the second year of the process, but merits our immediate action. And I would note that what we are voting on is to accept the petition and begin the rulemaking process, which allows the public to be involved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Any other comments, matters to discuss before we vote? There are none. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you,
Madam
Dave.
Chair?
Yes.
This is Commissioner Keeney. I don't know if others are having trouble hearing you, but I'm having a little trouble just hearing you particularly.
Okay. I'll try to speak up.
Much better. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thanks for letting me know. That's always the hazard of conference calls, is you don't know if you're being heard. Sometimes you can't hear very well.